This was my first real light bulb moment, jazz light bulb moment anyway. I was 16. Our first trip away, allowed to be away from our parents. The album, Wes Montgomery, A Day in the Life. We rented a house in Janjuk, down past Torquay on the Great Ocean Road. It was magical. And it happened to be the very first time I heard jazz. I can still remember how gobsmacked I was. At that time, I was listening to Jimi Hendrix and James Taylor, all the R&B Motown soul stuff, Carole King. This album introduced me to something completely foreign, but I loved it so much. And I never forgot how it made me feel. The guy whose album it was a Melbourne-based guitarist, Billy Tomasini. At the time, he was courting my best girlfriend, Daylene. I will always be grateful to him for turning me onto Wes Montgomery and also saving me from drowning at Geelong Beach, of all places. Anyway, when I see who was in that rhythm section and who the arranger was, it all makes sense. Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, and Grady Tate. No wonder I loved it. Don Sobeski, arranger and conductor. And here's Wes Montgomery, A Day in the Life, recorded back in 1967 at Rudy Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. I know the studio well. Thank you.
Thank you.